on Q105.
That's me, final hour of the show, 9:08. Danny and the girls on Q105 in Toledo. Show's brought to you by Evis. Get $50 off free alterations, any dress purchase from Evis Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Partly sunny, hot, humid today. Isolated shower possible. High of 91 with a heat index of 95. Bring it on, summertime. And then tomorrow, we're looking at showers and storms likely. But they say clearing up by the afternoon, or at least no rain in the afternoon, which would be really, really awesome. It's 75, 75 here at the Cumulus Compound. That's warm, people.
Yeah, it is.
75.
That's
right,
okay
now.
For now.
I don't know about how much, what the humidity is, but, you know, whatever. Thank goodness for your air conditioning.
Yeah.
All right, how many pairs of tickets do we have left, Susie, to the sold-out Summer Disco Party Veterans
Three.
Three pairs. General admission tickets. By the way, thank you to The Blade, the Toledo Mudhens, Meredith Party Rentals, Park Inn by Radisson, all sponsors of the party, and all the folks that bought the VIP patio tables. The Disco Glitter Girls, Jenny Monty, Stem Cell International, Dr. Nick Dumas, and, of course, Peggy. The Blarney, Eddie B., thank you. First Nation Jordan Reese's are also, and I think there's one other one, but I don't think they sent it to me. But anyway, thank you for supporting this party, and it looks like a lot of folks are going to be coming, and we're hoping to double as many veterans that we helped last year. This organization takes homeless vets and gets them in housing. And then once they get their housing, then they can get all the treatments and everything that they can, that, you know, the VA offers.
Yeah, you have to have a residence.
Got to have a residence.
Applications for a lot of the stuff they
all
need.
All of that stuff. So that's why this is so, so important. Friday night, rain or shine, 8 o'clock-ish. 7 o'clock if you're VIP or Gold Circle. 7:30 you get in with Silver Table. General admission, 8 o'clock. Everything gets rolling 8-ish, 8:10, 8:15. All right, what did I leave off with?
I don't know. I know you made me watch that show with the old folks last night, though. Did you talk about that one?
Do you feel
robbed? No, we waited.
Oh, sorry, did I influence her?
Yes, you totally just influenced her. All right.
That wasn't an observation with the question mark?
No. No. So I said to watch the big Little Big Shots Forever
Let's
Young.
Let's talk about that.
Well, the problem is it's the wrong guy. It's Steve Harvey, and he's overdone. And, yeah, come on. Stu, your alter ego, bring it. So I said, okay, homework. Everybody's got to watch that show. So I watched it.
Yeah.
And I realized that, one, Steve Harvey is overexposed. Two, Steve Harvey really likes himself a lot.
He does.
And, yes. And, maybe that's
it. Oh, yeah. And three, less Steve Harvey talking to the people and more of the people performing.
Doing their thing,
The sitting on the couch thing works with the little kids.
Yes, that's it.
But
exactly.
It doesn't work with the old farts.
Right.
But okay, the actual performances, if you take all that out, you got a pretty good show. If you just have all these old farts that can still do it. I mean, the plumber, when he started
he
to sing.
He was my favorite.
The first guy. He's been a plumber
Very
for 40
guy.
Years. The plumber,
sang.
40 years, sang. He sang, like, what was that, opera or whatever it was?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, my gosh. And he was bringing it. He's never sung publicly ever. First time is on national
like
TV.
Like one of the four tenors. But the great thing
That's
was
right.
is he
you.
Was so, he acted, sounded, and basically looked like a plumber. I mean, you know,
yes.
he had the, mm-hmm. it sounded almost like a Brooklyn accent, maybe, or a New York,
he
had
he
an
from
accent,
New York.
Yeah,
he was from New
a
York.
New York accent,
forget about
had
it,
had a lot of attitude, but nice guy, like you could see he's everybody's uncle or grandpa or something,
yeah.
just somebody
mm-hmm.
just likable and super normal. And
I like that, I like the dancing dude, Arthur Duncan. But the whole surprised him with Betty White.
No, yeah, that was.
But here's the thing. They had a history. See, Betty White back in like the 50s, blacks weren't on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Betty apparently had a show or whatever. And she wanted this guy to be on the show. And they said no. And she said, well, then I'm done.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, hold on. So that's how we got on the show. She took a stand.
Which is super cool.
And so they reunited, which was very sweet. But again, too much to Steve Harvey.
Well, the only thing I didn't really like about the show, though, is that
What's
I feel
that?
Like some of the people were professionals already. Like, the plumber guy was cool because he never had done it before.
Okay.
He wasn't a professional singer. But
oh,
like,
yeah, the dancer.
The
dancer
was already a dancer. And then, of course, the one
The Willenda?
The Willenda, thank you. She was a Willenda. Of course she's going to do something crazy cool. But I like it when there are people that have never done it before and they're just older and they wanted to set their do their dream.
But it's definitely a little kid's thing. The old people, the woman gymnast, I couldn't get past the outfit.
Stu didn't like it.
Stu, what'd you think? Your alter ego.
Oh, man, I want that hour back. So only the first act and the last act.
What was the last act? I fell asleep.
The woman in pink up on the
bed. That was the Willenda lady.
That lady.
Mm-hmm. On the sway pole.
And then Steve Harvey does not like she's going to fall.
I mean, if she fell, we'd already know about it, and they wouldn't air it.
And then they show the crowd like, gasping and looking, you know, the pole sweat.
I was nervous watching her, though.
My palms did sweat a little bit more.
Did it look like, I mean, how old was she?
81.
Does she look like she's wearing a diaper when she was climbing up the pole?
No, but she did stop to catch her breath. Yeah. And she said, you get winded when you're 81. And I mean, that was what I wasn't afraid of her falling as much as I was that she would have a heart attack, honestly.
Right.
Of course, then now she would have fallen.
But
just for the record.
She stood on her head, too.
Did she
at the
really?
Top of the sway pole.
Yeah.
85. Wow. She was 85 feet up. It was just a pole. And she put her hands through the rings of this at the top of the pole and then stood on her head. And,
wow, that's pretty amazing.
No harness.
No net, no harness.
Denny, there was no harness.
That is very dangerous. All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being awesome, 1 being stinkeroo, what'd you think, Stu? Susie?
I'll give it a 4.
4?
Yeah.
Trish?
I give it a 5, 6.
Yeah, maybe 6.
6.
Okay, maybe a 6. Because that's more than what I can do, so it's fine. But I'm not going to watch it again. Mm-mm, no. Is it on again, or is it just, were they trying to try it out, see what
So no more making it homework, basically.
I say maybe a 5. I mean, it was.
It's fine.
I just think it's, I like Steve Harvey, but he's overexposed.
It's too much Steve Harvey.
It is. Every time you turn around, it's freaking
Stop.
Steve Harvey. I'm afraid I'm going to open up my fridge and he's going to be in there. Hey, dude, what are you doing? Oh, hey, could you hand me the milk? You know, he's like everywhere.
It could happen.
And maybe because we know he thinks he's all that in a bag of chips, it's hard. I don't know.
Because of that story.
I don't know.
Yeah,
and where he's mean
all
to
right,
his
so
employees.
Tonight,
yes,
you guys,
exactly.
At 8 o'clock.
What's our choices?
On ABC. No, there's no choices. Homework. 8 o'clock tonight, you got to watch Boy Band.
Don't make me.
Singers compete for your vote to become part of
Susie,
the next boy band. Rita Ora, who?
She's O-R-A,
Ora,
okay.
Ora, Ora.
She used to date Rob Kardashian briefly.
Oh, sounds like a Susie program.
She's cooking meals.
Oh, thanks.
She's
You're praying for him, though. That
yes,
counts
you are.
For you.
And
I'm doing the praying. I can't be watching the shows.
Hey, you got to pay for Rob and his sister's broken with JJ.
Right.
So Rita Ora is the host, and the judges are Timbaland.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Baby Spice Button.
Oh, there's a Spice Girl. Okay.
And Backstreet Boy Nick Carter.
Nick Carter.
Definitely
okay.
A Susie show. I think she should watch.
Oh, okay. 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right.
You want to watch that?
I'll
see, it's
it
the night before my disco party, so
no,
I may be going early.
No.
You got to focus.
I need to get my rest.
I'm surprised we're doing a show with you Friday, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
I always do a show on disco
party. I know
party
you
day.
Do, and that impresses me every time.
I just do it.
You
it's
wouldn't
just
be able to sleep.
Done. No, I take a big fat nap during the day, okay? As long as the neighbors aren't mowing their damn lawn.
Or setting off fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Oh, now you just jinxed me. Thanks, Trish. She just jinxed me, Susie.
No, you did. You said mowing lawn.
Yeah, you agreed, though. Okay. You could have just ignored it.
Oh, sorry.
Fifth season premiere of Hollywood Game Night is 8 o'clock on NBC. I actually like that show.
I've seen it once or twice, but it's always been kind of...
It's Veep versus The Walking Dead. So it's cast from the Veep versus The Walking Dead.
That's fun.
And What's-Her-Fanny is the host.
I do like her.
From Glee?
Yeah, I do. The Angel Show, too.
Yeah, whatever. She's funny. I can't remember her name.
I know. This Is Us cast is going to be on it, too.
Oh, yeah, I could dig that.
So keep an eye out for
that. And the series premiere of the new Gong Show at 10 o'clock.
No.
Yes, you can. You can stay up later than us.
I'll watch the boy band thing before I watch the Gong
Show. Susie's watching that. You need to stay up and watch the Gong Show.
No!
Come on!
I didn't like the Gong Show in its original form.
Oh, yeah, but this is so much better.
I hate that.
Oh, it's really good. No, it's excellent.
I can't stand.
All right, I'm going to record it.
There you go.
We'll miss the moment.
Could be my last 24 hours, Denny. I don't want to waste one of them.
All right, we have to break. I'm sorry, Joe's going to have to hold because we are damn late. It's 9:18. Don't move. More of the show. I'm going to tell you more about the Gong Show. You got to watch it, Trish, for the good of the show.
I'll tape it. And then
get up tomorrow.
The next day.
No, you got to watch it the next morning before you come to work.
Listeners are counting on you for the review.
They're really not.
All right, don't move. Q105.
Q105 weather from the Dunn Chevy Buick.